right, ladies and gentlemen, welcome to CAGcast episode number 223. I am Chibi D here in Tokyo, Japan, and as always, I am joined by Wombat.
Hello.
And Shipwreck, aka The Breather.
Some kind of ass.
Yes, yes. Apparently I breathe into the microphone, and after like 50 episodes or something now, I've finally been told that.
Yeah, it's fun. I like to, when I edit the show together, I get to hear all kinds of sounds coming out of Shipwreck's track. It's entertaining. And I was telling him before the show that I could make a whole special of just Shipwreck breathing. But I probably won't do that.
Oh, you never know. We got a Christmas episode coming up. So,
when are we doing our favorite games of the year? Is that next week?
No, that's got to be the week after.
Oh.
The first show of 2011.
Oh, it is?
Yeah.
Okay. But everyone seems to do their stuff now.
Are we the same as everybody else? If everybody else did their show off a bridge, would you do your show off a bridge?
Maybe. What kind of bridge?
Fancy bridge.
I like
suspension.
That. No, so wait, how come you guys knew that we were doing it next year and I didn't?
Because we talk to each other more often than we talk to you.
Right.
Yeah, we always do it next year.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. All right, we'll always do it the year after.
That's fine. Okay, very good.
It's just like the cheapy awards. We still do those, right?
but those we have to wait because the good sales come out at the end of the year. No good games are coming out between now and the end of the year.
That's why we have chance to catch up and play the ones.
Oh, is that what we're doing? Okay. All right, fair enough. I think I already know my choice, but I'm not telling you.
That's all right.
Yes. It's blah, blah. Okay, anyway, so
yes.
I don't know if I have anything exciting to tell you.
Let me tell you something.
Yes, do.
So I come home from work and there's my daughter standing there and I was given warning that something had happened at school today, but I wasn't told too specific. Someone at school bit her face.
What?
Someone at school bit her face and she literally has like teeth marks.
Wow.
And you could see the bite in her cheek.
That
no
is
broken did she deserve
skin.
It? Did she deserve
I
don't, it?
I can't
what
answer
did she
that
do?
Question.
What did she do?
She may have, you know, I have no idea. But is it okay for me to beat up a 2-year-old? I think is where I'm
no,
going.
No, you beat up
this.
Their parents.
Can I beat up the, I guess that's what it is. I have to beat up the mom, right?
Yes.
I don't want to beat up, yeah.
Why don't you, well, wait a minute, why can't you beat up the dad?
Because that requires probably a little more effort than beating up a mom.
I think it's better if your wife beats up the mom.
There you go. And she can probably do it.
Right. Well,
she's
that's
got
pretty
pregnancy
wild.
Pregnancy hormones.
That probably doesn't happen in Japan.
I don't know how it happens in America.
You never got bit when you were little?
On the
you
face?
You know, it's on the face, though.
Like, that's some Hannibal Lecter shit right there. That kid's going to have to show up in that hockey mask that Hannibal
that's
wore.
What I think. Yeah, they need to, like, rein that. That kid needs a muzzle.
That kid needs to be strapped to a hand truck.
The funny thing is, I asked Sabrina, I'm like, yeah, it's because the school won't tell us who bit her.
Oh.
So I asked Sabrina, who bit you? And she spills it right away.
Why wouldn't the school tell you?
Because I guess they don't want us going after the parents. I don't know.
That is insane.
I know. So
they wouldn't tell you? That's what the hell?
I don't know. We're gonna complain to them in the morning because we didn't pick her up today, so
how'd she get home? You know, she walked home?
Yeah, no, my mother picked her up.
Oh.
So
she took a cab home by herself or something.
She took a taxi by herself. You want to hear something crazy? When my brother was 2, my mom used to put my brother in a taxi in the morning to take him to nursery school.
By himself?
By himself.
That is crazy.
In 1979, that was considered appropriate behavior.
I was going to say, we do that every morning, but I'm there with Ty.
Yeah, no, alone in a taxi.
That's pretty wild.
Isn't that nuts?
Wow.
But anyway,
so let's get right into some show feedback from last week because we need to bang this show out pretty quickly this week. Got a lot of stuff to do.
So Zebwin says, hey, Wombat, just remember when you were talking about Dan Central sales that NPD numbers are U.S. only, while the 2.5 million Kinect accessory sales is a worldwide sales number. Great show as always, and as always, Wombat is wrong about something. I may have been wrong, quote unquote, but I think my point still holds true. 2.5 million Kinects were sold. We know that at least 750,000 of them, according to Michael Pachter, were sold in Kinect bundles in the United States.
All right.
That doesn't include single sold Kinects in the United States.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, but we all know that those have been hard to find on shelves. So what do you think is a fair number to say of single Kinects have been sold in the United States?
Seven.
Thank you.
Well, they estimated they would sell, what, 4 or 5 million by the end of the year?
Yeah.
In the world.
Yeah, but how many in the world? But how many do you think they sold?
The majority of these are in the U.S.
Yes.
That's what I'm saying. Yeah. I mean, people.
Seven was the number for Japan, actually. The actual number.
Seven. Yeah, I was going to say maybe seven in Japan, but people jumped down my throat saying that 2.5 million is worldwide. I wouldn't be surprised if 2 million of that 2.5 million was in the U.S.
Probably somewhere near there.
Or 1.5 million was in the U.S.
It's probably more than that.
Exactly, and it still holds true that if only 400,000 people bought the top-selling game, that the attach rate for Kinect may not be very high. Well, and someone else...
It doesn't take a rocket science to look at the list of games that are out for Kinect and see how many of those are desirable. One? Answer is one or two.
Is it even one? But I don't have any interest in dancing.
Well, that's you, but a lot of people...
It's a fun game.
Yeah.
Dance Central is a fun game, and people also seem to think that Kinect Sports is good, and that Ubisoft fitness game apparently is all right for that market.
All right. Okay, so there's a few. There's 17 launch games, and there's maybe three that are interesting to some people.
Exactly. Right. I think someone compared it to Wii Fit, and I think that's pretty accurate, because Wii Fit sold a bajillion, but you don't see many games that utilize the board.
Yeah, and I think we talked about this last week as far as people might have been misunderstanding when I said I thought Kinect was going to be a success and it would sell a lot. I just mean that through, like, this initial period. Like, next year, I think this thing's just done. Like,
right.
Halfway in the summer of next year, Kinect is over.
Interesting. You think this is a one-shot deal? They blew their load. This big push of marketing is all directed at this holiday season. They're not going to be doing the same thing next year. And that's it.
Right. What are they going to sell with it next year?
Dance Central 2, baby.
I guess.
Who's going to make it?
Well, they got the Rez. Right. They got Child of Eden. But that you don't need Kinect for.
I mean, they have like that Steel Battalion and like the hardcore games
Forza
coming out.
Forza 4.
Yes.
That has Kinect support.
No, that's a separate game, I think, that uses Kinect.
No, I thought it was part of Forza 4.
I don't think so.
Yeah, I think they confirmed this week that it would have some sort of Kinect integration in it.
Oh, because I remember seeing a separate listing for Forza Kinect on Amazon, which I am now searching. But maybe they just, yeah, there is one for Forza Kinect.
Okay, there's going to be Forza support. There's Forza support in Forza. Shocker. I believe there's going to be Kinect support in Forza 4.
Okay. All right. Anyway, we'll see. I don't know. Look, you know what? Honestly, I hope them... I'm sort of torn, actually. I hope... There's part of me that hopes that it's very successful because I like the video game industry to be successful. It's in my best interest. And just, you know, even if I wasn't financially incented, I like video games and I'd like to see things succeed. But then there's the other part of me that really wants nothing to do with motion control and wants the shit to crash and burn. So I don't know, because I have no interest in it. I figure, why should anybody have any interest in it?
It's going to crash and burn as far as Kinect and Move go.
Okay, you heard it here first. Shipwreck says crash and burn. Why?
It is, because the developers aren't going to be there. If I'm going to develop a game and I see the overall Xbox 360 market is, what do they have? How many million units are out there worldwide for 360s?
A lot.
I think it's 17 billion worldwide. 17
billion exactly. Worldwide. If you're going to make a game, are you going to make it for the system that 17 billion people have, or for the people that 5 million are out there?
Right.
You're gonna make a game. You're gonna put your money into a game that's gonna have the potential to sell more.
Yeah, Xbox has 48 million systems out there.
It comes down to, if you sell a Kinect game, the potential is that it could sell at most 2.5 million copies right now, or even 5 million copies, you know, by end of year.
But that's basically impossible Which is, I mean, that's if everybody buys it, and that never
exactly.
happens.
Exactly. So. Or you could make another Call of Duty game and sell 8 million copies in a month.
Right.
Yeah, I mean, look at that. Call of Duty, the biggest title available on 360. It's only sold to a sixth of the people who own a 360. Like, if you get that same attach rate for something for Kinect, where it's only 5 million, like, total users, a sixth of that is nothing.
Right.
It's a couple hundred thousand or whatever.
Yep. It wouldn't make a lot of sense. But I think what happens is Microsoft will pay the developers to make the game. You know, so it's not really risky. Or they'll pay the publisher. They'll subsidize the development cost of the game. I think that's what they've done.
Do you think they subsidized Warner Brothers for Game Party?
They might have.
No,
they should get a refund.
Yeah.
I'm not sure, but I heard that's what they do, and I could be wrong. I mean, who knows? What else we got, Wombat? We're still on show feedback, for Christ's sake.
Yeah, Kurufinwi. 2 weeks in a row pronouncing Majin as Majin. Majin? We're counting on you, and by you, I think he means you, Cheapy, to teach us the correct pronunciation of Japanese words.
First of all, if you're counting on me to teach you anything Japanese, you're in for a big surprise. Second of all, I was not aware that was a Japanese game.
It definitely is.
Oh, it is?
It's done by Game Republic, the people behind Genji and that stuff.
Oh, okay. I did not know that.
Yeah, it's Meijin, right?
No, it's Majin.
Majin. Okay, Majin.
Jin,
it's like
Jin. Like Gaijin. Majin.
Gaijin.
Majin, Gaijin.
Meijin.
Gaja.
Can only Majin.
Call it. Let's just call it the game that's going to be $12 in about a month. That's the new title. Everybody can say that.
That's funny. Excellent.
What else we got, Wombat?
Sid411 says, holy crap, guys, can we spend more time crapping out BS marketing newspeak? And what was that drivel Wombat was saying about not starting development of an A or AAA title until the success of a downloadable is determined? Nothing would get developed that way. I've never heard any of you sound so much like clueless PR from a game publisher than on this episode.
I don't even know what he's talking about.
We had a lengthy conversation.
Yeah, but we were talking about how difficult it is to market some of these games and what companies could do to maybe stand a chance.
Actually, I got a lot of compliments on that conversation. Someone, I think it was Wolfkin in the thread, even mentioned listening to it twice.
Right, screw this guy. This guy needs to listen to it again. Maybe he'll understand it.
I was going to say, I mean, no, of course what we said isn't, you know, I guess fact, I guess. It was us brainstorming for the industry because no one else is doing it. All the people are doing is complaining about how no one bought Enslaved, but no one's talking about, well, how do you get a game like Enslaved to sell?
Right.
If the game is great, how do you get people to buy it? If Alan Wake is great, then how do you get people to buy it?
Of course. But and then he goes...
On the cover of Time Magazine or whatever. They gave it the Game of the Year.
Game of the Year in Time. Yeah, I saw.
That is on my short list for my favorite game.
Yeah, I'm glad it's on yours.
Well, me and Time, we both liked Alan Wake, and we both think that Mark Zuckerberg is the man of the year.
I heard that it was some rich asshole won Time's Man of the Year with a website. It's some rich asshole with a website won Time's Man of the Year, and I'm thumbing through looking for your picture, and I didn't see it anywhere.
That's really funny.
I thought so.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So Sid411 also says, that being said, the rest of the show is fine. Go back to what you know about duty, masturbation, and games.
Yeah, you know, it's funny because today on my Twitter, because there wasn't much news, I asked people to, if you and Shipwreck started a game, what would that game be called?
Uh-huh.
And let's see.
Chibi loves this idea already, I can tell.
I know. Well, Glenn Recon's game was called Baldy and Ginger's Excellent Adventure.
That's good. I would buy that.
Yep. Lowell's Joel Googled bald white guy in redhead, and the result came back bald guy licks hot redhead to hot orgasm. So I don't know if that would really be a game, though.
Right. No, that's college.
Yeah.
Except I had hair in college, and I barely got laid.
Yeah. Mikey DCT thinks Shipwreck's game would be called Spreadsheet the Game.
Right.
Which I thought was pretty
funny.
It's going
to be a tough sell, I think.
A lot of people use the spreadsheet joke, like Valentin Garza, Spreadsheet Hero. I like the co-op buddy cop game by Keith Foster called The Bald and the Ginger.
These are all great potential.
Yeah, I think Shady Marino's Cheapy and Shipwreck, The Fall of Sexy Pants 69.
Right.
Let's see.
I think she's a redhead, by the way.
Yeah. Sean and Me, The Adventures of Mr. Clean and Ginger Balls.
Ginger Balls?
Ginger Balls. It's a holiday theme.
I just
game.
Got a visual that was unexpected. Clicks
me like The Adventures
stop
of Captain...
Stop thinking about my balls.
Now I can't. Stop thinking about your ginger balls.
The Adventures of Captain Poop and Spreadsheet Boy.
I have to give myself a lobotomy now.
Cincinnati Noir. I kind of think that one's kind of funny.
Mm. That's too highbrow. I don't like it.
No, not Gene Hackman has Robert Good's Pro Spreadsheet Maker. That one's pretty funny. Rogaine Rush. That's a game starring you.
Oh, just me. Yeah.
Just you.
I tried Rogaine.
So you've mentioned.
I didn't like it.
I like this one from Batmonkey, Redhead Faction or funny. Redhead Redemption.
These are all gems, Wombat.
I didn't make these come from our listeners.
I
if
like
anyone
them.
Doesn't like them, no one can. If you don't like, yeah, exactly.
I like them, I said. Are we done?
And
I'm hoping we're done. Oh.
This is the last one.
I like them so much that I can't handle anymore.
Yeah, whatever. From Call Me Swift Fix, he says, Professor Wombat in the Curious Case of the Missing Pizza Rolls.
I think I know where they are, actually.
Do you know?
Open your mouth.
No.
All right. We're done now, for real, right?
Yes, we're done. That's okay. It. That'll be the last one.
Excellent. Let's move on to new releases. Are there any new releases?
There's no retail releases this week.
Okay.
This is my part of the show, damn it.
Yeah, what are you trying to hone in? You just had your glory awesome...
I heard mouth noise in the background, and I figured that he was just...
It's your time to talk.
Yeah.
There are no new releases this week in retail.
What is there, an echo in here?
Xbox Live Arcade and PSN X-Men Arcade came out, the old arcade game.
I think I missed that in the arcade somehow.
What?
They had it at Nathan's.
Yeah, but what year? I must have been in... What year did that come out? Anybody know? Let me look.
That 90s.
Came out in 93, I believe.
X-Men Arcade.
You were in college in 93.
90? No. Yeah, that's why I didn't see it. They didn't have it in my college's arcade, so I didn't play it.
It was a great game. I beat that one in the arcade several times.
I downloaded the trial. It seemed okay. I don't know. Not enough.
Yeah.
For me,
see, that's the thing is... I downloaded the trial too, and that was enough of it for me.
Right, the 3 minutes that it let me play for the trial was fine, or 5 minutes, whatever it was.
They changed up a lot of the voices too. Like they made the voices cleaner, and I think they got all new voice acting because it used to be that real muffled, like arcade sounding voices where
yeah, they sound right, got them.
Yeah, they don't sound like that now. Like they sound too clear.
Wolverine,
like, you don't understand what they're saying.
Colossus.
Came out in 1992, by the way, according to Kotaku. Yeah, it was my first year of college.
So at Kings Island. That's where I used to go and play video games at.
Nice.
Do you guys know what Kings Island is?
No.
That's where you used to go to play video games?
Yeah. Well, it's a large amusement park right by where I live. It's a pretty nice park.
Awesome.
Why
they have good roller coasters,
like
right? Aren't they known for roller coasters?
They have good roller coasters. They have like
yeah.
What's rated as the best wooden roller coaster.
I find those wooden roller coasters scarier than the ones that do loops because I feel like those I could just fall out of or the whole thing could just fall apart or I could hit my head on one of the beams.
They had a wooden roller coaster that it did a loop at Kings Island.
Whoa. And it had, but you had the harness on though, right?
No. You had
what?
No harness. Yeah, that one's gotten shut down now.
Yeah,
it didn't work so well.
Yeah.
But
okay,
yeah, so X-Men Arcade, $10, I think.
Yeah.
You can play six players online, which is kind of neat, but I don't know. It wasn't doing that much for me.
Me neither.
And then also on Xbox Live Arcade, Quake Arena Arcade came out.
Oh, I should have tried that.
Quake Arena?
Quake.
That is Quake Arena. That is definitely it. Like, the first level you play is...
It does sound like a breakfast, like a hot cereal. Quake Arena?
It's not.
No?
It's not the cereal. How is it? You tried it?
I tried it. It's Quake. I mean, it's fast.
How's it look?
Not good.
Not especially good. All right, well, then I'm out.
No, not good. It's $15, too, which is way too much for this type of shooter.
A 10-year-old game?
I am saving my $15 for Battlefield Vietnam expansion, which comes out next week.
I thought that was $15.
We just said $15.
Oh, that's right. You said, I'm thinking 10.
I was probably breathing too loudly in your ear.
I know. It's. I think so. Sorry. I'll go back to sleep.
what's happening here?
also on PlayStation
Wake me when we get to multi-platforming.
Yeah, Quake Arena is $15. I think that's too much. Oh, I think I'll save my $15 to buy Battlefield Vietnam.
That's $15.
Isn't that $15? Yeah. By the way, I looked on Raptor. I looked up my play times. Battlefield Vietnam is still my number one. It's over 60 hours played of Battlefield Vietnam.
That's crazy.
I don't know if that stuff was working right. Like,
nothing wrong with
sometimes
that.
It doesn't even track that I've played a game.
Really?
Yeah.
You think it added time onto mine? And I haven't even finished the single player. That's mostly multiplayer.
Well, the single player is like 5 hours
long, so. Right, so it would be even if I finished it. Maybe I did finish the single player. I can't even remember.
You wouldn't.
You wouldn't remember, you mean?
Yeah, there's no reason to remember what happened in the single player.
By the way, this is totally nothing to do with anything, but I've been playing Black Ops, the single player, in 3D, and I really like it. It's really quite...
I've heard a lot of rich people like playing it that way.
Exactly. Seriously.
A lot of assholes, too.
Yeah. You sure you didn't win Times Man of the Year?
I didn't get an email or anything.
You may want to check your spam folder.
Mm. I'm pretty impressed. I mean, the 3D isn't great, but it's good enough to add that sort of extra oomph to the game to make it interesting as part of instead of just like another first person shooter. But it is pretty cool. Both you guys finished it, right?
Yeah,
yes,
it's a good game.
Yeah, it is cool. It is pretty cool. I'm in Vietnam right now. And
nice.
Yeah.
I hope they play some Creedence.
They play the one song over and over again. All right. What else came out this week?
Marvel Pinball came out for PlayStation Network. Mm-hmm. And Prince of Persia, Sands of Time HD, the redone version of that, came out for PlayStation Network as well.
I can't even remember like the chronology of the Prince of Persia games. The most recent one is Forgotten Sands, right? No.
Well, that's the most recent game, but not the most recent chronological.
Yeah, game. I mean, in terms of release date.
Yes.
Meanwhile, I saw that on Amazon for like $13.
It's not very good.
It came out 5 months ago. It's $13.
Well, that's what happens to bad games.
That's what happens to Ubisoft games.
Now, Sands of Time was the one where they rebooted the whole thing. This was like the first one back on Xbox and PS2.
Okay, where you could rewind and...
This was the really good one.
That was good,
with the princess and the quips.
Well, I wonder how it looks.
The funny one-liners?
No. The princess and the quips is just Prince of Persia. That was the rebooted one on Xbox 360.
I know, so was Sands of Time back on the Xbox.
It wasn't as quippy as what the new one was.
It was close.
I detect the quippiness at only 78% of the Prince of Persia game.
But yes, well, I did play both of those. The one that Shipwreck's talking about, which is also very quippy. And I like that one, too. I like that one a lot.
But nobody tried the HD thing on PSN?
No.
All right. Well, how much is that, you said? $15?
$15, yeah.
What is that, $15? Mm-hmm. What is this, Nobbies?
That's $15.
All right. Excellent. And that's it for new releases, as far as we know. Let's move on to CAG News and Stuff. Of course, we are continuing with our Child's Play raffle. And I guess that was an empty threat last week because we did not hit $20,000 and here is a show. We are at $16,000, which is a number, but we would like to see a lot more. So just hit the front page of CAG. You'll see our widget there giving away a lot of awesome prizes, including a gaming bundle that's worth over $2,000. It includes everything of this generation in terms of console hardware and handhelds. We got a $500 PlayAsia gift certificate and some prizes from Nspace and Enterplay. And
does it come with the Xbox 360 HD DVD drive?
It does not.
Okay.
Only the current consoles that are out now, that are still in production. Anyway, so that's that. So please donate to that. $5. Come on, just throw in $5. Don't be an asshole. And and we're doing this thing on Twitter. If you follow at Video Game Deals between now and Christmas, I've doubled it. And now I'm donating 50 cents per new follower. Get on that. Tell your friends some monies, free monies for Child's Play. Come on. You don't even have to do it. It's all on me. Mark Zuckerberg's not doing that.
Who's that?
Some rich asshole. And, so that's pretty much the CAG news and stuff that I've got for you. Wombat, now, why don't you...
Now, if you don't want to give money to Child's Play, but you want to give money to Shipwreck and Myself instead...
Indirectly.
The best way to do that is to register your domain names through GoDaddy.com. GoDaddy.com. 10% off any order with the coupon code CAG10. $5 off of $30 orders with the code CAG5OFF30. And $7.49 domain names with CAG Domain. Remember, it's GoDaddy or go fuck yourself.
Right. Yes. All right. Excellent, Wombat. Let's move on to multiplatforming, your news and stuff.
The Billy Joel DLC pack came out this week for Rock Band 3.
I bought it.
You did buy it.
I did immediately.
How was that, BJ?
It was the best BJ I've ever had. It's certainly the longest BJ I've ever had. And the cheapest. What? Oh, I didn't. Excuse me. I didn't say that. It's great. I mean, obviously, Billy Joel and piano go very well together. There are a lot of great songs on there. I mean, Piano Man's on there. What else do you need? But Billy Joel has so many great songs that would work, I think, for Rock Band that they could probably release a whole nother pack for $20. And I would also buy that as well. I'm ranked about 115 on the leaderboards for most of those songs because I think nobody bought them. I like to get the songs that nobody buys. That way I can do well on the leaderboards. That's my secret. Secret to my success. I don't know. What else can I tell you? It's great.
Good. We have three of these to give away to listeners.
How are we going to do that?
We are going to do it through Twitter somehow.
Okay.
I think each of us should get a code to give away. And maybe... Okay. How are we going to link it to the CAGcast, though?
Just tweet me a 140-character description of your best BJ.
God.
Don't do that. That would be gross. Please don't.
I'll tell you how to get my code. I will have a trivia question. The first person to answer this Billy Joel trivia question will receive the DLC for free. Billy Joel was recently on Howard Stern, and he mentioned that when he was younger, he took piano lessons. And his piano instructor gave him some homework. And when he went back, he wound up creating his own variations of this particular music. And when he went back to play it for the piano teacher, he couldn't actually play the assignment, only the stuff that he made up. Who wrote the music? That's the question.
What?
Yeah, that made no sense, but sure.
If you listen to Howard Stern.
Good luck, everyone.
So this guy did this thing, and
$15.
When he was done doing the thing, some other guy did a thing. $15.
Someone's going to get it, and they're going to win the code. That's it. I only need one person to understand it.
Okay, well, that's yours. Mine will probably be...
You can announce it later if you want over Twitter.
I would like to do something a little more CAGcast related.
Okay. So you can figure that out later.
Mm-hmm.
Is that okay?
That is fine.
That okay. sounds good to me.
I also wound up buying some Queen Rock Band DLC while I was there. I bought We Are the Champions, which is awesome, obviously, on the piano. And what was the other one? Play the Game. I have yet to actually use the guitar with Rock Band 3. I have only used the piano, and I think I used the microphone once to sing Imagine. That's how much I like the piano. Okay, go on, Wombat.
Speaking of Rock Band DLC, did you see that the Pac-Man Fever album is coming?
I did.
That's pretty cool.
I don't think I'm too interested in that, though. The songs
awful. It has the Defender on it. I love that song.
What was the Donkey Kong song?
Do the Donkey Kong.
Right.
I'll pick that one up.
Will you?
Yeah, why not?
All right.
It's a good album. You know,
not only is Quake Arena $15, but the sequel to Section 8 is also being released at $15. So do we think that some of these games are a little lopsided, where a game as old as Quake Arena is being sold for $15 and brand new games, which, who knows, maybe they're better, are also being sold for $15? Or
it is weird.
It's a brand recognition thing, though. Quake can get away with it. Section 8 obviously can't.
Can Quake get away? Are people still going, oh, Quake, that game is awesome?
You would think that most people who are interested in Quake would have Quake Arena for the PC.
That's what I mean.
Prefer to play it there.
Is the Call of Duty crowd really going, oh, Quake?
Probably not. But is anybody saying Section 8? Great.
No, well, that's why I think $15 is a smart price point.
Yeah, no, that is good. And actually, you know, the first one wasn't bad. I played it.
I like the first one.
Yeah,
there was just nobody playing it.
Yeah.
That was the biggest problem, was it was like a squad-based type of game where there was these huge maps. And there was bots and stuff.
Mostly bots.
Okay, but there was nobody in there playing with you.
Yep. Well, we'll see how it does. I hope they make it more like Tribes.
Well, I know that they are fixing it to where everybody's not a bullet sponge anymore, because it took forever to shoot somebody
in the
last game. So $15, I'll pick it up for $15.
Do you remember when we were at E3 and we had an appointment to see Section 8 and you made me go? And do you remember we were watching the demo and they had a guy dressed up in the armor of a character from Section 8, and he was standing around the booth. Do you remember what happened?
Oh, yeah. a kind of middle-aged guy.
Right, clearly in the game industry.
Yeah. I don't remember what his tag said, but he wasn't from media of any sort.
No.
And he asked the guy, hey, can I get a picture with you? My kids love Gears of War.
Right. It's pretty awesome. You know what? The funny thing is, the guy in the suit probably didn't even know. Like, probably thought, he's like, oh, I'm in Gears of War. What else we got, Wombat?
I didn't put this other one on here.
This is what I added.
Oh, okay.
The NPD did a study, and over the last, I think it's 3 months, they've said that 29% of the games have been purchased digitally. But the thing is with that sounds like a kind of high number, but they've thrown all of the casual games in there as well. So that includes anything that was on the iPhone, anything that was bought through like Big Fish, or Steam is like, that's full-fledged games there.
I see. Right.
Yeah,
it means nothing.
It means nothing, but it's interesting that NPD was doing a study on it to me, because that means maybe they're going to start tracking these sales somehow.
Hmm. Right. It says in this article that 30% of that 29% were games bought from consoles.
Oh, it includes that too. Includes Xbox Live games and all that.
Yeah, includes Wii, Xbox Live, and PlayStation Network accounted for 30% of the
29%.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
So that would be approximately 9% of all game sales.
I don't know if you're doing the math on that, because it's pretty complicated if you're doing that right.
It's just under 9%. It's 2.7
You just did that in your head?
2.7 would be the actual number.
Shipwreck, is he doing that math right? I don't think he's doing it right.
I don't feel like doing the math because I'm off the clock.
Oh my god,
right now.
It's 30%.
It is
30%.
It's a third, 2. Basically, 29
times 3. That's
yeah.
It's 8.7.
Okay, I just want to make you wrong a lot, so I just want to make sure.
I do math all day.
You
That's
do?
That's what I do. Yes.
If 4 cocks are in a room and there's 7 anuses, how many cocks can fit in each anus?
Well, it depends on whose anus it is. If it's yours, that's the only one they need.
You're wrong, dude. I'm tight back there. You can't fit anything back there.
That's not what I heard.
Oh. I told you when I was 30 and I had like some pain in my balls and I went to the doctor and he gave me a rectal exam and I
couldn't
really
penetrate it.
My ass hurt for about a week or two because it was not ready for that type of probing. And I don't think he warmed me up properly.
He didn't buy you lunch first?
Dr. Sharkey,
why are both your hands on my shoulders?
Using the whole fist there, Doc? Moon River! Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
Let's see. Okay, we're on to Sony. Wombat, being the superstar that you are, you were invited, or you probably just showed up.
I don't think these embargoes are up yet because I haven't seen anything about them, so we're going to table that until next week.
What?
Yep. Sorry. And the other thing I could talk about is on the outline a little further down. But so we'll get to that later. I think people want me to talk about DC Universe Online anyway.
Oh, okay.
Because I got
downloading.
Yeah, it took, well, let's see. I got the code, which was awesome. And then I turn on my PlayStation 3 and there was an update for the PS3 and I installed that. Then I go to the PlayStation Store and I enter my code and then I download the game, quote unquote. After the game download, I then have to install the game download. And then this whole process took maybe 20 minutes, not the end of the world. Then I turn the game on thinking that I've installed the game. The game goes on, and then it says that I need to clear up 12 gigabytes of space on my hard drive because that the game requires 15 gigs to download once you install it.
So you have a launch system with 60 gigs?
Yes, and okay. It is now full.
Nice.
Yeah, and I had to delete a whole bunch of stuff just to play this.
And how long did it take to download the 12 gigabytes?
It took about 6 hours.
Awesome.
So
how long did you play DC Universe?
I played it for maybe 2 hours.
Mm-hmm.
I did create my character, who is a skin that looks like a wolf, and I'm like, that's wombatty enough.
Uh-huh.
So I use that, and his uniform colors are green and black, using my CAG colors.
What's his name?
Wombat.
You should take a picture. I want to see.
Yeah, it actually looks really cool. I like the way the character came out. Although I spent a good amount of time like figuring out which articles of clothing I want. Just within, I would say within the first half hour of the game, I found a better shirt. I found better gloves. I found a better belt. So I wasted all this time dressing up my character just to find better stuff within
you,
the first.
You mean you
minutes.
Find you it find while you're playing pants? The game? You find?
Yeah, yeah. There's loot everywhere.
Oh, okay.
Yeah,
you find a uniform. Okay.
Yeah, you find like, oh, you now have a shirt that does 10 times the damage. I'm like, well, I don't need this stupid shirt anymore then.
Right. This shirt doesn't do any damage.
Yeah, exactly.
Just keeps me warm.
Basically. And
so
you know,
it changes the look of your character too?
Yes, it changes the look of your character. So, which I, you know, and I appreciate that. It was cool. I mean, I didn't want a cape, but I found a really good cape. So now my dude has a cape.
Right. Okay.
He has some pretty cool powers. There's a really good variety of the different powers and skills you can select. Like the Wombat, he can climb buildings like Spider-Man.
Mm-hmm.
And he could also shoot vines from under the ground to grab people.
Oh.
And I can also turn into a gorilla.
You're a wombat that can turn into a gorilla?
I'm a wombat that can turn into a gorilla.
You should make your guy Wombilla.
Wombilla. Well, you know, I didn't know that I was going to be able to turn into a gorilla until I unlocked the power to. And he also carries an axe. I should mention that. He beats people up with an axe.
How about Gorbat?
What is going on with this game?
This is a weird
I know.
Game.
It is pretty weird, and it's also very MMO-y, and not that I have that much experience. I mean, I did play a little WoW back 150 million years ago.
Right.
But, you know, it's like, Scarecrow's henchmen are taking over downtown. Go beat up 15 of them. So you have to go downtown and beat up 15 henchmen, and there's, you know, 100 other people beating up henchmen. And it just looks kind of dumb. I can't get into that.
It looks dumb. It doesn't look like something that could actually be happening.
Exactly. It's exactly as we thought it would be. It's, you know, 10 people waiting online to talk to Robin.
You have to wait online?
Well, you don't have to wait online, but it's
but
just
waiting to
standing.
Run up to, waiting to yeah. run up to Robin.
Yeah. Just all crowded around him. Right. Like he's handing out flyers.
Right.
Got free soup coupons. Free right. soup coupons.
Free car wash at the yeah. Batcave.
Exactly. It's kind of dumb. I personally think the game would have worked better as I love the idea. I actually do. I didn't like it at first, but the idea of creating your own superhero that needs to be trained and mentored by the superheroes you've grown up with,
mm-hmm.
I think is a really good idea. I think it would work better as a single player game, maybe something even a little like, not a first person shooter, but that Borderlands style, maybe with that four player, because Borderlands basically plays like an MMO, but is a first person shooter.
Right.
Shipwreck.
It's somewhat, yeah.
It's
yeah.
just not math. I mean,
go, we'll terms, go with that.
Yeah.
Yeah. You know what I mean, though. It has that flavor. I think it would work better like that. Even with, like, I think four player co-op would have worked really well for this.
How does the game look?
It looks good. It doesn't look great because it has to be, you know, it has to work with there being unlimited people in the world.
Mm.
And it has to still run on your PlayStation 3.
Would like, you buy this game?
I wouldn't. It depends. If there's a monthly fee, forget it.
If there's no monthly fee and it's just like $60, bam, you're done, would you buy it?
There's a good chance I would, but I know that eventually I'll hit a point where I need to like make a team and play this game with other people. And I don't want to have to play the game with other people.
Right. Okay.
I would like to be able to finish the game alone, but...
Were you using a headset at all? Or like,
no, it's funny because I think it does. I did charge up my headset, but it wasn't charged when I loaded up the game. And like, you have to wait in a queue before the game even starts. And
oh, that's just because they don't have enough servers then. Probably.
Yeah, yeah. So I was like, I didn't want to exit the game just to turn my headset on, because that's when I thought about it.
How is the dancing? Can you stand around and dance?
No, you can't stand around. But you can't. I mean, the controls work really well. The way you use the powers works really well. The customization of the characters works. Even getting the missions where, you know, a little Batman head. Although sometimes the text gets really blurry.
Wait, a little Batman head? What did you just say?
A little Batman head will pop up and tell you what your next mission is.
Okay.
Yeah. You don't
get a little Batman head. Goes a long way, you know.
Yes, he has the BJ pack. Right. We've made a lot of blowjob jokes this show.
Sure.
Yeah. We don't usually do that. Usually it's poop. Mm.
We're really broadening our horizons.
We're growing up.
Yeah. Okay, so...
It's, yeah, again, I want to give it some more time. But
Will you give it some more time?
I will give it some more time. Okay. But so far the missions are very rote MMO, you know, kill 15 of these, carry 10 of these, find 6 of these. Mission over. Okay, now go to another section of the map. Kill 5 of these. Pick up 6 of those.
Gotcha.
And yeah, I don't know how creative they get further along. And again, I just... If it was a single player game with the same idea would work
If it was
really
like
well.
Death Spank with DC characters.
Yeah, maybe. I think I kind of like... I still prefer my Borderlands analogy, but sure, if that's what you want to... That's what you want to do, sure.
All right.
Yes.
Very
yes,
good.
Yes, exactly.
Let's move on, and maybe you'll give us an update.
Or Sacred. Sacred is another great analogy of a game that feels kind of MMO-y but isn't.
All right. Still continuing with Sony. Shipwreck, they sent you some of these new HKS racing controllers?
Yeah. And are you guys familiar with HKS at all?
Of course, dude.
They make the best racing controllers around.
No, they make aftermarket car parts.
Correct. Right. They're like
performance parts.
Yeah, they make fancy car parts. But they've sponsored this controller. And what it is it's really crazy looking because they've replaced where the D-pad is on the PlayStation controller. That is now a wheel. But it's not like a wheel that you would turn like a knob on the top. It's a wheel that just goes like down into the controller. So you can just move it left or right with your thumb.
Got it. It's like embedded into the controller, like a, what would you, like a dial?
Yeah, it's like a dial. But it always snaps back to center.
Yeah, I read the review on Kotaku. They seem to like it.
Yeah, I'm looking at it now. It's kind of cool looking.
It's kind of neat. I've been playing Need for Speed with it, and I've been playing some Gran Turismo Prologue with it, because those are the two racing games I really have on PS3.
Mm-hmm.
And I mean, I do prefer it to playing with just the standard analog stick.
How are those buttons, the X and the O, that look like pedals?
They're kind of neat because on the face of the controller, where the X and the O were, or the X and the square.
Is it the X and the square? I think it's the X and the circle. At least in the picture I'm looking at.
Two of the buttons. they've replaced those with what look like gas and brake pedals. But they're all analog then. So it actually shows you, there's a readout on the controller that shows you a digital reading of how much pressure you're putting on it. So from 0 to 100%. So you can kind of feather it a little bit easier. And it's customizable because you can put in like macros and say, I want this button to be here. And it even has a switch at the bottom. One setting is NFS and the other setting is GT. So with a quick switch, it changes between those Gran Turismo's control scheme and Need for Speed's control scheme. But yeah, it's a neat little controller. Like if you don't have room for like a full on wheel or you don't want to mess around with a full on wheel, I prefer this to a normal controller for racing, I think.
This is cool. How come they don't make this for Xbox?
I don't know. I'm sure.
Is it wired or wireless?
It's wired. Yeah, okay. It's wired.
Okay, no, I was going to say, because that could be the reason why they don't make an Xbox version, because I know the whole wireless on Xbox can be complicated.
Mm.
Yeah, right. The one thing they could do to make it just like really awesome is if they could find a way to give the like the force feedback into the little wheel, because like it has the normal vibration and everything, but you know if you're using a steering wheel, it like fights against you when you have the physics and everything. If they could figure out how to do that with that little disc that they have on the controller, that would be pretty sweet.
Cool. All right. And we have some of these to give away?
We do. We have three of these to give away as well.
Oh, how are we doing that?
I think we're going to set up a contest page on CAG and do something with the CAGcast as well. So okay. Stay tuned.
Stay tuned for that. We're not giving them away immediately, but soon. Also in the world of Sony, BioWare announced that Mass Effect 2 on the PS3 is going to actually be using the Mass Effect 3 graphics engine. So it should look better than Mass Effect 2 on the Xbox 360.
If you didn't tell me, I wouldn't know.
Did you watch the video?
I saw it live in person a week ago.
Oh, okay. Because look at this guy's name. Karthik
Venkatesan.
Yeah, he wrote in and he wanted to know if the IGN has a comparison video. And he wants to know if we watched it and if we would buy the game on the 2 or 3 on the PS3. I watched the video, and it's very difficult to tell on like watching internet video. It seemed brighter. That's about all I could really tell.
I was gonna say, I could definitely tell some more detail, but you know, it's so hard to tell if I'm really seeing more detail or if I just think I'm seeing more detail. It definitely looked great, but the game always looked great to me.
Look, it's good. It's a good thing. I mean, PS3 should get the best thing they should get.
Exactly. Trust me, there are plenty of reasons to get the game. If you've never played it before and you have a PlayStation 3, then get the damn game.
Right. I'm not buying it again and playing through it again because it's going to look a little better on PS3. That's crazy.
Yeah, you already have your character from the first two games built up.
Right. I'm not doing that. And he wants to know if we'll buy the Mass Effect 3 on PS3. No.
No, for the same reason.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mass Effect
2 does a good job of getting you up to speed.
Yeah, I'm glad. Well, I'm glad that the PS3 owners will be able to experience this awesome game. Also on my short list for our favorite game of the year.
Yes.
Let's move on to Microsoft.
Speaking of Microsoft, how crappy was it trying to play Assassin's Creed 2 the other day, me and you?
I don't understand. They just patched the game, and it's still like a nightmare to get into a multiplayer game. Wombat and I were trying to play together, and a little Wanted online, which is so much fun. The multiplayer is so awesome in Assassin's Creed. I'm level 27, I want to say. I'm just having a great time with it.
I'm level 8.
Trying to get into the game is really just... We gave up. We couldn't do it. And then we were just playing by ourselves.
We wound up playing, on our own, but staying in the party chat so we could tell each other how we did in our games.
And we both finished in first.
We did. We both finished in first in our respective games, which was cool, but it would have been nice to... I would rather come in second in a game where you came in first.
And
than
that's the way it would have gone.
Yeah, which would have been fine with me. But,
Fix that shit. It's really
annoying.
Yeah, really,
Ubisoft, your Assassin's Creed 2, it's the only good game you make. Make it work well.
It's not the only good game they make.
Yeah, what's the other one?
I enjoyed their last Splinter Cell game. I thought that was a lot of fun.
Yeah. So Assassin's Creed, it's the only good game you make. Make it
good.
You
didn't play it. You didn't play it. You don't know. Let's see. What else we got here?
You think we'll get some angry comments about that?
Yeah, I'm sure. Move on. What else we got?
You can play sex games with your Kinect.
What? Yeah, I didn't read. I saw the headline. I did not actually.
The video doesn't work anymore, so I'm kind of bummed. But there's this company that makes adult games that supposedly has a game where you can use a Kinect.
You're saying I can fuck my Xbox finally?
I think it only works on. I think it's a PC game with where you need to hack your Kinect.
Oh.
Yeah, but you could pretend to touch boobs.
You know what else works?
What?
My hand.
A hand, yeah. You could also just masturbate furiously.
Right. I could also just do that in 2 minutes and not have to program my
That's more than
camera.
I wanted to know. 2 minutes, huh?
Well, if I'm in
It's curious to me who I want to take my time. It's curious to me, who's in the market to buy these sex oriented games?
It's a big market in Japan.
Okay.
But they're all fucked up here. You know. They got a lot of problems over here. Somebody gave me one of those Japanese anime sex games when I was leaving America as a gift. You know, they had a party for me at the place I worked, and this woman handed me two of these games. I tried, using them. It wasn't great. It's very silly. I'd rather just watch porn. What else we got here in the world of Microsoft?
You've really beaten that horse.
That's not the only thing I'm beating, but I'm bump. And thank you for calling me a horse.
Yeah.
There's a Xbox Live Arcade sale coming up.
A big one.
A big one on the 21st through the end of the year. A lot of good stuff's getting discounted. Super Meat Boy's going back down to 800 points. Comic Jumpers, 800 points. Let's see here. What else? That new Borderlands Claptrap, New Revolution. Add-on is only 400 points. I'll definitely pick that up.
Yeah, I think I might grab that too.
Yeah, I mean, Carcassonne is 400 points. There's some
good
stuff.
That game is awesome.
List.
When was the last time we played that game?
It's been a while.
It's been a while.
We used to play that game together.
The train one was good too.
Ticket to Ride.
Yeah, that was fun too.
Yeah, that was a good game too.
Oh, and a lot of Forza car packs are on sale. Oh, maybe I'll get back into Forza.
Did you see the classic car pack that just came out for Forza?
With a DeLorean?
DeLorean, yeah.
Yeah, but DeLorean's fucking slow. Who wants to drive that? It's a piece of shit.
Well, it's still fun to have in there.
Can I add the Back to the Future shit to the back of it?
Yes, you can put a flux capacitor in there.
I can? No, you can't.
No, I don't know. I see pictures of DeLoreans. I think it looks neat. I talk about it, and then you piss all over my fun there.
Right. That one's not on sale, though. I see.
Well, it just came out.
Well, that's not my problem. I almost bought the Back to the Future app for the iPhone. Have you seen that?
No. What does it do?
It's like you can see the flux capacitor, and it has all the time circuits, and you can enter in the dates. And I haven't tried it. It's only $1, though.
Does it actually send you back in time?
Yeah, for $1.
It has a Mr. Fusion on it. That's awesome.
Yep, and it's a dollar.
Finally. Finally, Biff will stop tormenting your family.
Mm-hmm. What else we got?
Nintendo.
That's coming out next week.
Which one? Back to the Future.
The Telltale game.
I'm interested in that.
Of course. It looks good.
Yep.
I think it's coming to consoles at some point too, right? I think I saw that it was coming to PSN at least.
Hmm. Maybe. All right, let's move on.
We're on to Nintendo, and that's my section because
you're the only one. Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
How's Mario treating
you? I played some Super Mario All-Stars. Super Mario All-Stars, that they definitely ripped the ROM and put it on a Wii disc. Like, it's a cool package because you get the little booklet of stuff, and it's got neat pictures and stuff, and you get the soundtrack CD and the whole box by itself. It's just kind of cool.
What's
to have
on the soundtrack CD?
It's just songs from different Mario games.
Just straight ahead. This is the chiptune.
I think so. I haven't actually listened to it yet.
Oh, okay.
I saw the song listing, but it was like,
here's my question. I already have Super Mario Brothers on my Wii installed, downloaded. I bought that for $5 when that first came out. I could also buy Super Mario Brothers. What else is on this disc? It's Super Mario Brothers and Super Mario Brothers 2 and...
Yes, keep going.
Super Mario Brothers 3.
Uh-huh. And then Super Mario Lost Levels.
Okay, so I could...
2 in Japan.
Yeah, so I could buy those three other games on my virtual console, right?
Can you get Lost Levels? I'm not sure. But this is the version... They're the updated graphics as well. Because they updated the graphics for all those for the Super Nintendo. So it looks more like Super Mario World. Not quite as good as that, but it's got more of that style to it.
Hmm. All right.
But it needs a little bit more, like, to... They really could have, like, redone the menus or something to make it feel like a new product. Or, like, they could have thrown in some kind of, like, achievement system or something. It needs a little bit something else for me. Like, I've played through Lost Levels, and I've played through Super Mario 1. And I haven't touched the other two yet, but it's Mario. I mean, you've probably already bought it if you're going to get it.
All right. What else?
Exciting.
I'm still playing 999 on the DS. That game is really good. The more I play it, the more I like it. I've gotten through one of the scenarios now. Like, it's got 6 or 7 different endings, I think. And then you play back through and choose different choices, and you get a different ending, and you keep going back through it over and over again.
Now, that's a Johnny Axis game, right?
That is a Johnny Axis game. It's really good. It's really well translated. It's mature. Like, it's funny when it needs to be funny.
Axis really named that something that is, like, comprehensible? I mean, why didn't
they
like, should have called
I,
it, like...
I never remember.
Well, the full name of the game is Blaze Blue 999.
I see. Accelerate. Accelerate.
Excellate. Just make up words.
Right. Exfoliate. All right. So
I definitely suggest people check it out, though. Like, it's a very cool adventure game where it's basically you get in a room and you have to escape from that room.
One of your favorite handheld games of the year?
It is on the list, yes.
Excellent. All right. So, here we are. Let's move on to... I didn't play anything for the iPhone.
I've been checking out Ash, which is a JRPG-style game. A CAG actually had worked on that and contacted me and gave me a copy of that to look at. So, I haven't gotten that far into it, but I figured I'd at least plug it since a CAG did work on it.
I picked up an indie game on the Xbox.
What's that?
I figure that works here because it's a dollar. I picked up Asteroids Do Concern Me. It's part right. of the that Indiecade Spectacular that people are trying to promote. If you ever play Jetman on Facebook, it's basically the same game, just with a higher resolution graphics. It's a good waste of time. Like, if you're downloading something and you kind of want to play something while it downloads, and you know it's only going to take 5 minutes, it's a good game for that kind of scenario.
All right.
Yeah, it's a dollar. There's also a demo.
If you don't just want to spend the dollar.
Exactly.
All right.
The CAG who worked on Ash or has something to do with Ash is Spec the Intro.
I see.
So I just wanted to get his name there too.
Excellent. Let us move on to show us your tweets and the CAG bag. First question is from Tybee. He said, apparently it is now possible to purchase live crabs from vending machines in Japan. No word if the giant enemy variety is available, but it is Japan, so I suspect it's just a matter of time. He says, I know you've already talked about the weirdest things you've seen in vending machines over there, used panties and firearms. I've never seen firearm. But what is something you would like to see sold in a vending machine that isn't currently available? Conversely, what do you never want to see behind that glass? First of all, I think people get a little, they exaggerate this type of stuff. So when you see a story, and of course I didn't actually click through and look at his link, but when you see a story that says, you know, used panties are available in vending machines or crabs are available in vending machines, it's, you know, this is not something you're just going to see randomly on the street.
I didn't see any of this stuff when I was over there.
Right, exactly. You see it in a place where, like, I'm sure the crab machine is right outside of, like, a seafood store or something.
Or a pet store. I think these are for pets.
Pets? Maybe. No. You don't have crabs as pets. I'm sure they're for eating. It's just the way, and same with the panties. Like, you don't see, you're not walking, in Shinjuku.
No, I don't. It doesn't belong in a vending machine. Crabs and panties.
Crabs. Right. In the same machine, you mean?
Yeah, yes, that was good work.
Yeah, yeah. You don't see a panty vending machine just like on any street. You know, it's going to be in like a building that has all porno stores if you ever see
it. In the panty district.
Yeah, the panty district. I've never seen one. So don't be crazy. To answer your question, what would I like to see in vending machines? I would like to see, and certainly no firearms. I mean, the guns are illegal here. You can't carry a gun here. It's not like America, like the Wild Wild West. Guns are illegal. What would I like to see in a vending machine? I don't know.
Bacon.
Condoms. Bacon. Yes, bacon and condoms in the same machine.
The bacon condom machine.
Yes. I didn't really know the answer to the question. I just wanted to make sure people understood that you're not just going to be walking in Shibuya and see a crab vending machine. Alan D. Reyes asks, did any of you watch the VGAs? And if so, what were your thoughts?
No one watched the VGAs. No one did.
Right.
They got the lowest ratings ever.
What'd you think?
I did watch them. I watched them. I thought they should have just let Neil Patrick Harris talked the entire time, and nobody else should have even been allowed on stage.
Why?
They're just so off. Like, he was so much higher above the, like, all the other acting and everything else they were doing. Like, he can actually, like, be entertaining to watch.
Yeah, he was a guest on Stern, and he was really great.
Yeah, I mean, he's entertaining. He delivers lines well, even if they're bad jokes. He knows they're bad jokes. So he kind of plays off of that.
Gotcha. Everyone else is just sort of plowing through these awful jokes off the teleprompter. And
he can also do magic.
Flat. Right. Right. I mean,
he can make his penis disappear inside a butt. Ta-da!
You have to go there.
Ta-da! Yeah, thank you.
I don't know what else they can do with the VGAs. Like,
I don't think there is anything to do with the VGAs. I think it's, I have no problem with there being a year-end show on Spike that highlights the best games of the year and hypes up games that are coming out in the following year, like a showcase to show debut trailers for upcoming games.
So what's wrong? Isn't that what this is?
That's what this is.
I was going to say, and that's what the VGAs kind of are, but I think that they dress it up too much as an award show. I think they need to remove the award show package out of it and just have, if it was just Neil Patrick Harris between segments saying, but obviously being entertaining between that and then introducing stuff without the audience, without the awards, would it have been a better, more watchable show?
Well, you need awards.
Do
it's
you?
An awards show.
That's what I'm saying. Maybe it shouldn't be an award show. Maybe it should just be a forum to show exclusive debut trailers of upcoming games, because that's what that show really is. It's a big commercial.
But they want to have an award show, and they have game trailers already. You know, you can already watch every trailer.
Yeah, the next day.
How are we going to find out that the best character of the year is Army Guy from Call of Duty?
Exactly. No one cares about the awards.
Yes. Alex Mason won best character.
No, not Alex Mason. Alex Mason's friend won best character of the year.
I don't even know anyone else in the game.
Which friend?
Oh, Woods?
Woods.
But what does he do? He says, follow me and behind the barrels. Guys behind the barrels.
Who voiced him?
No, I don't even think that was Woods, was it? Wasn't that his handler?
Not Ed Harris.
Dude, I just got to the part where you get the shotgun that has the incendiary shotgun, Dragon's Breath. Do you remember that part?
Oh, yeah. You're in the high weeds or whatever, right?
No. It's before that. It's right after that awful section in Vietnam where you're at the top of the hill and there's a million guys nonstop coming at you.
Right.
But then after that, you get the shotgun and you can literally blow the legs off the guys and set them on fire.
Yes. I got that. Yes.
That was amazing. I shot this guy, blew both of his legs off, and they were like, he was crispy. He was on fire. I really just wish I could have taken a screenshot of that because it was pretty awesome. Let's see. Where are we here? Oh, Gabriel A. Candia wants to know what
Gabriel.
Oh, what did I say? Gabriel?
Gabrielle. Yeah, I don't think it's a chick.
He sounds European. I'm going with Gabrielle.
No. Okay, whatever you want.
Okay. What game are you looking forward to on the PS3 that is an exclusive? I am looking forward to two. Killzone 3.
Uh-huh.
In 3D. And
I'm looking forward to it in 2D.
Okay. And MotorStorm Apocalypse in 3D.
You're not looking forward to Uncharted 3?
And Uncharted 3. I think that's it.
So, MotorStorm, you're looking forward to it just because it's in 3D? Like, you've never liked that series before.
I know, but it looks really cool, and I'm hoping that they've... I haven't really been following it. But
I saw it a week ago.
I played it. I don't know if they're going to add more stuff to do besides just driving it in a circle. If they're going to do that, then I'm interested. If it's just going to be regular MotorStorm, but, you know, without the Doom buggies, then I maybe am not interested.
I haven't even played Uncharted 2 yet. Isn't that terrible?
That is pretty terrible.
I know, right? I actually am going to go with Resistance 3.
What? You liar.
No, I can't talk about it.
Did you play the last one?
Yeah, I finished the last one.
Really?
Yeah.
Prove it.
I guess I could. I may have a trophy somewhere. No. I'll check my basement for the trophy.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm get into the Resistance.
Yeah, like, me neither.
Shooting aliens with old guns.
Wait, did I say Resistance? I meant the other one.
Killzone?
Killzone, that's it. Yeah, Killzone.
Oh, yeah. Killzone's great. I just can't get into the Resistance.
I meant Killzone.
I knew I called you out on that.
You did call me out on that because I did play Resistance 2, but I finished Killzone 2. Yeah, Killzone 3, which I saw a week ago, and that looks really good.
Yeah, I mean, I played. Which did you play the. You played it in 3D or no?
I played it in 2D, but I saw a little bit in 3D. But I played it in 2D. And
did you play the jetpack part?
I can't talk about it yet.
Well, I played the jetpack part, so I'll talk. If you say yes, then I'll talk about it.
The answer is no.
Did you play the part where you have the gun that comes out of your chest?
No.
And the penis that comes out of your forehead?
I played the penis comes out of your forehead section. No, yeah. I'm going to say it's Killzone 3. That's the game I'm looking forward to.
And Shipwreck?
Yeah, Killzone 3 and Uncharted.
Okay. All right.
This much I'll say, and who knows, maybe I'll get in trouble, maybe I won't, but Killzone 3 looks amazing. Graphically, it's pretty darn impressive.
I'm sure you'll get in trouble for saying that.
Yeah, exactly. How dare you say the game looks great? You know what? I honestly couldn't. Mass Effect 2 on the PS3 probably didn't look all that spectacular to me, even if it is using the Mass Effect 3 engine, because I had looked at it directly after seeing Killzone 3.
Right.
And that game just looks so good that seeing another game after that by comparison, it's hard to compare.
Right. It's hard to get excited about it.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Two more questions and then we got to go. Poor Richard says, I remember somebody mentioning that Shipwreck was on the track team in high school. What events did you do and what were your personal records?
Yeah, I ran everything from the 400 to the 2 mile. So I guess my main event was the 800.
His personal records would be Weird Al Yankovic's Eat It.
Uh-huh.
And the Go-Go's Vacation.
Wilson Phillips.
Wilson Phillips is always up there.
Hold on. Yeah.
My PR, I think, in the mile was like 424 or so.
Jesus. They made us do that in high school. You had to, as part of gym class, you had to run the mile. And you had to do it in, I want to say, 7.5 minutes. Because it was like the bane of my existence, having to run that mile. Because I couldn't do it in 7.5 minutes.
I've got a lot of trophies in my basement. Let's just say that. Right. I was pretty fast in high school. And then I think in the 800, I was like 158 or something like that.
Oh, I'm sure your wife would say you're still pretty fast.
Oh, yeah, she would definitely agree.
She wouldn't have it any other way. Encendido 5 asks, Wombat, have you ever thought of starting a movie review blog? Your quick reviews on the cast have always steered me right. Keep up the great work, guys. I always look forward to the new CatCast to play on my morning commute, Wombat.
I don't have time.
No time.
No time. There you go. That's the answer. That's my whole answer. I haven't watched a movie in a while, though. Last thing I saw was that Harry Potter.
Oh. I tried watching this movie, the movie about Bruce Lee's teacher. What was that called? Oh, God. Ip Man. And I rented it on Apple TV, and it was dubbed. And I turned it off, and I lost $5 or however much it cost. Because I'm not watching that movie dubbed. It was awful. That's all I got to say about that. And anything else we need to talk about? Anything?
We'll probably not do a show next week, I'm guessing.
No show next week? Is it Christmas next week?
Yes.
Yes.
No, it's not. Next week.
Saturday. Christmas Eve is Friday. Saturday is the day that Santa gave birth to Jesus.
We'll play by ear. I'm going to Chicago for Christmas. I don't know what day we're leaving yet.
Okay.
So.
All right. Well, okay. I want to thank everybody for listening and would love to remind you to follow us on Twitter, twitter.com/GPD, Wombat5277, or Shipwreck. Can't go wrong with any or all of those. And, of course, video game deals if you're in the U.S., and UK game deals, if you are in the UK. Please review us on iTunes as well. We appreciate that. And, of course, subscribe. Subscribing to us on iTunes is the best way to get the show. You get it right away. And GoDaddy.com for all your web hosting and domain registration needs. 10% off any order, CAG 10. $5 off a $30 order, CAG 5 off 30. And $7.49 domain registrations with CAG domain. It's GoDaddy.com. And we out.
Oh, one last game. Troy Wass says has the Beastie Boys 5 starring Shipwreck. No sleep till bread's done.